Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pickaxe.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by my wonderful friends Ravs and Lydia.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Doing real good.
We just did a big catch-up episode.
Oh my god,
big stories. I hope you all enjoyed our wonderful catch-up episode. We're going to get some questions, but it was very nice to hear about what had been happening.
Yeah.
Mainly about David Hayter.
We didn't talk about Christmas or New Year, really. But
it's kind of not relevant, to be honest.
It's not relevant anymore.
It doesn't really matter. Same old.
Nice time.
Happens every bloody year, you know. Went home, had a good time,
whatever.
Whatever.
Jingle Jam was lovely, though. We hope you did enjoy Jingle Jam.
Jingle Jam was good shit.
Lovely.
It feels like next Jingle Jam is already coming around thick and fast.
Oh, my God.
It's round the corner.
It really fucking is, Lydia. It really is. No, it'll be really good. It'll be really, really good. I'm looking forward to it.
We're not stinky. We're just like, you know, it's January. We're not putting out any episodes until February, so you're listening to this in February.
Yeah.
We're just like bulk recording.
Because we're wearing the exact same clothes. We're wearing
the same fit. We're not stinky nerds.
Lots of podcasts.
And also, we didn't answer any of these fucking questions.
I know.
Pages upon pages. Yeah.
Loads of lovely questions. Yes. Loads of them from our pages as well.
We're just hitting you with the question episode, pretty much.
It's what people want. Yeah, they say they want it, and then everyone else says, we want the fucking update episode. So I don't really know what they want.
Yeah.
We'll never be happy.
Bit of both.
Yeah.
Should we hop straight into a question now?
Let's just jump straight in.
All right, go on.
Do it. It's question time.
Okay, this is a long question.
Is this the whole page?
This is a whole page.
No, I will say, I saw this long one.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it a skim read. I was going to exclude it because of how long it is. Mm-hmm. I do believe it is from a patron. So thank you, wonderful patron.
Thank you, patrons.
But oh my God, please do not send in whole A4 sides. I realise the story is long. It probably could have been like 2 paragraphs less.
I think they've embellished it and made it kind of juicy for us. We've got backstory. We've got lore.
We've got
characters that have been fully fleshed out.
It makes it very hard to check all the questions if all of them are an A4 side long.
Yeah, right.
Harry can only read 2 sentences.
I can't read.
You can't go any further than that. You guys know this.
You know my attention span is nothing.
But this one looks good. Okay, all right. Hello, lovely Bidia, Barry and Bavs. I'm writing to supply a piss-packed story and some questions for you.
First question of the year.
It's piss-packed. I am currently a soonish-to-be degree haver and I'm in my final year of university. I don't know why I'm talking so posh. I think I'm doing my presenting
voice. Your newsreader voice.
Yeah.
It's good.
I play quite a couple of different sports at uni, with rowing being one of them. Our college rowing club, as my university is split into colleges, often hosts socials with the usual stuff, say, such as drinking games and costumes, etc. I must preface this by saying it's a lovely club and college, and I've never seen or heard any of the appalling and humiliating rituals like initiations that you sometimes hear of. Mm. There's a big focus on things being comfortable and fun for everyone. Our first full club social of the year was just a few weeks ago, held in someone's house. I wasn't actually there, but got these messages that night in our club group chat. Number one. Guys, we have to stop pissing in people's houses if we want socials to carry on. Number two, seriously not impressed. Number three, angry emojis.
Oh my God.
I thought it was hilarious, especially with the wording of the first message, and I wondered what had actually gone down. And if the poor soul who had their house pissed in was okay, was this a piss explosion? An accident? It turns out that there was a broken fridge in the back garden and everyone was told to do not touch or piss in the fridge. I guess the Tory boat wankers saw this as a challenge and the blokes just started using it as a piss fridge to the extent to where it was just covered and filled with manky alcohol piss.
Oh my
While
God.
Disgusted and a bit amused, I'm not surprised as this has not been the first piss accident our club has had just in the last year. Luckily, it was outside this time. Oh my God, what happened before? And as to the regular piss social segment that the blokes have, where they pile into the bathroom at whatever bar or house we're in, yell piss social a bunch, and I guess say a speech and all go piss. I'm not sure.
What?
I'm not sure. I'm not a guy, and I don't think I ever want to know what goes on in there. Similarly, as someone who can't drink for health reasons but still loves a good night out, I regularly see a lot of mad things when sober that drunk people don't notice. To make things worse, I think this was a tied social where basically you get duct taped at the wrist to one or two others for the night to do challenges. And I really can't get rid of the image of a bunch of lanky rowers all pissing into a fridge whilst literally arm in arm. I still have to row with these people. So my question to you, have you ever seen anything like this happen, especially when you were at uni going age? Any wild, spontaneous or pissy night out sightings? As a student, I've come to accept these crazy and disgusting things as pretty normal to come across, if not a bit culty. But from an outsider perspective, is this normal? Or am I now desensitized, just stuck with a bunch of fridge pissing, urine celebrating, deranged students who are slowly turning boat clubs into piss clubs? Love the podcast. Thanks for keeping me smiling through all the all-nighters and essay procrastination. Much love.
That's a lot to unpack.
You know what? Even though it's long, I do love the way they wrote it.
No, like,
I was
wonderfully
very
it was
invested.
Written with a good cadence.
I was invested.
It's wonderfully written. Wow. Okay. Where to start?
Are you in a piss fetish club?
Yeah,
I'm
feel like are you in the right kind of club?
What is this?
Is what rowing is this social? Does rowing mean something very different?
Oh my God.
Rowing.
Rowing. Yeah,
wink,
yeah.
Wink, rowing.
Going downstream.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. What the bit that I kind of struggled to read out because I was so aghast at what was happening was that they have the piss thing that they do
in the toilet.
They go into the toilet together. They all shout out piss social and they all piss together and do speeches.
I mean,
and then that's whatever, you know. I think that's that. I actually feel like that was the least harmful bit of all of it.
I mean, it's not harmful. It's just quite strange, isn't it?
It is quite strange. I mean, it's funny because they prefaced a lot of it by being like, "We're not like all of these social clubs," and then go on for the rest of the message to basically describe everything that I was expecting those clubs to be doing.
Yeah,
you know, stupid challenges together, pissing on people, and fucking whatever.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. The piss fridge is unhinged.
I do feel. Oh my God! Imagine if that's your fridge and it's full of manky alcohol piss.
I think the piss fridge is way too far and not funny.
Yeah, that's
no, that's gross. Someone has to clean that up.
Yeah. Someone has to clean that up, but also I feel like pissing on something, there's something very disrespectful.
Oh my God.
Like innately, like corely disrespectful.
Degrading
about, like,
and disrespectful.
It is. It's like really horrible to piss on something or somebody. Like it's not, it's such a show of disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Horrid.
Like I think that's like really fucked up.
Yeah.
Like the people who did that should be kicked out of the club.
I think so.
Get rid of them, I say.
That's the terrible representation of the club. I won't lie,
is
the whole
it,
thing
like
sounds
a toffee thing,
the, you know? The whole thing's, well, the fact they're in a university of colleges, it sounded British to me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And
definitely.
The fact it's British makes it sound like it's an Oxford or Cambridge,
and it says a Tory posh. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely British
posh, tough
it's
stuff,
definitely
yeah.
Cambridge
Tory
or Oxford
stuff,
in which case I'm just saying, like, oh my God, how many wankers are there?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I loved the first text they got. Guys, we have to stop pissing in people's houses if we want socials to carry on. I'm really confused because I was like, wait, you're not allowed to use the toilet?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's a weirdly phrased
line. Like, surely, but
unless
everyone must
just
relieve
like
themselves.
On the wall or something.
Oh,
like.
Just
I mean,
really
it was also strange to say don't piss on the fridge. Mm-hmm. I do feel like the person who was hosting the house party asked them to do it.
That's basically like an invite.
I think that they could see that that was something they were going to do and said, please just don't do that.
No, I feel like you've called attention to it and I'm not saying it excuses it. I'm saying it was a bad move.
Put a decoy in, like, please don't piss in the kettle. You know what I mean?
What, and then you put a kettle out at the back?
Next to the fridge.
Your
decoy piss.
Yeah, I feel like you've seeded it in the drunk people's brains.
I don't know. I feel like that's something I would do if I knew that all these people are prolific piss people.
Opposite. You say, please don't store your beer in the fridge. And they're all going to go put their beer in the fridge. You set the fridge up for something else. Some other drunken...
They still would have pissed in
it. No, as you mentioned, the fridge is getting pissed in.
But even if you didn't mention it, they were going to piss in that fridge. That piss was destined to be pissed in.
Piss animals, they love it.
That fridge was destined to be pissed in.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen any piss-related antics then?
Yep.
Yeah, oh, many wow. House, I was many, like, let me think.
Many perhaps house parties.
Many? Really? Yeah. Can you walk us through all of them?
I was at a house party where someone actually did piss in the kettle.
Yeah.
And didn't tell anyone. And then the next day, someone went to make a cup of tea and it was piss.
That also probably ruins your kettle.
It probably
ruins. Oh my God,
you'd
have to chuck it away. Can you imagine?
Because it would crystallize, right?
Yeah.
But even if it doesn't crystallize, could you ever have a cup of tea from that again and not feel vile?
No.
You would have to throw that away. Yeah. I would not keep that kettle. No.
Yeah.
At least it would be like sanitary because it would boil all the germs.
With a dirty man's alcohol piss.
Yeah, it was fucking vile. I didn't see him do it, but I heard about it.
That is disgusting. He is a prick. I feel angry against this man. Who is he? I'm going to fuck him up.
Yeah.
I don't want to say his name.
I'm not really. Don't. Sorry.
Don't come for me, piss man.
Please don't piss in my kettle.
Yeah. That's it's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But how old were you? Not that this forgives it, but maybe.
This was like 18.
Okay, I think the point also, I'm saying this as a close to 35 year old woman, so I'm like, that's vile. But I guess as 18 year olds, you might be more like, oh, it'd be funny.
I feel like there was a lot of weird pissy antics when we were like 16, 17, getting drunk at house parties. But
It's very different.
House party culture in the UK was mad.
It's awful.
The worst thing I ever saw was I was at the pub, and I think it was just me and Tom. Mm-hmm. I remember just seeing a man stand up and go to, he was so drunk, he was like asleep on the bench. This is very late at night in Bristol. Asleep on a bench down from where we were, he stood up and he started just pissing. You know, he took his trousers out, he just dropped trowel, started pissing.
Not against the wall.
Not against the wall, just started pissing. There. And we were like, that's pretty, you know, one, his bum is out. He's done like the toddler, you know, I'm pissing, I take my trousers all the way down.
Right.
Two, I've always started to do that.
He started just shitting, being caught into his underwear.
No!
At that point, I was like, we were going to like, stop, you know, like, are you all right? You know, at that point, I'm not going anywhere near this like shit baby.
Yeah,
so he's shitting into his like pulled down trousers underwear combo.
No!
The piss is like, I don't know, probably splashing back. I can't really see. It's quite dark. But shit is just dropping. He finishes pissing, then just pulls up his trousers and then just walks off.
No.
And it's hands down the most unhinged thing I've ever seen in my life.
No.
So I don't know whether he thought he wasn't shitting. He thought he was shitting but was missing. I don't know if he pulled up his trousers and was like, this is fine.
He was probably just so fucking drunk. Probably, he didn't know what he was doing.
I really hope he was so drunk he had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah. And woke up the next morning like, why am I covered in shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I must have shat myself.
Wake up call, though.
Oh.
It was pretty gross to watch, honestly. But also one of those things where like, it was very hard to not look at it. it's such a weird thing to see in the wild.
Like, you don't usually see someone just shitting them.
House parties also used to have such weird fucking shit as well. Like, this isn't a piss one, but I just remember like at a house party, I thought the guy was a bit of a knob, but before it was a house party, and people like ruined his mum's washing machine. They like opened up the laundry detergent bit and put like ketchup and fucking weird shit on there.
I don't know why this makes me so irrationally
angry. It really annoys
me.
I was like, what the fuck?
Like fucking up someone's kettle, fucking up someone's washing machine. This is creating a new sense of anger in me
what,
that I didn't know existed.
Fear of, like having children, like are they gonna fuck up the house? Like,
I've always hated having a party. I hate hosting stuff. And like the one time it did happen, like at my place, my sister like threw a party at my parents' place. Someone brought a frog in a bag.
Oh,
like, an actual frog. I was like,
what
the frog?
Fuck
I know. I was
wrong
like, what the actual
people?
Fuck
that
is wrong
is
with
fucked
you?
Up.
I think it's the thing that makes me so angry about the stories with the kettle and the washing machine. As it's not theirs.
Yum.
It's someone else's. It's that mum's expensive property to do it for a joke.
Yeah, a fucking
to be
washing
so
expensive.
They are hundreds of pounds to be so disrespectful to someone else.
Yeah.
I just think that's, I don't care how
honestly,
old
if
you
that
are.
If happened in my house, my mum would sit me down and be like, who did it?
Yeah,
because I'm going around.
My mum would go fucking.
I'm going around to their
nuts.
House and I'm going to ask their parents for the money to pay up buy a new one.
100%.
Like, there's no discussion here. Like, who did it?
Yeah, like you don't get a pass just because you're 18.
No,
like
no.
You are grown enough to know that you just don't
18.
Do
you're
that.
Literally an adult.
You're like, an adult. Geez. Like you should know
it's
better
done.
Not to fuck up other people.
Go to
stuff.
The police. Like,
yeah. It makes me so annoyed.
It's very annoying.
It's just so disrespectful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fuck up your friendship.
Yeah. Fuck up your own stuff.
Like,
yeah. People just had no fucking regard for people's property and stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Just disgraceful.
Mm. That is fucked up.
You guys got any weird piss stories? I mean, like, it's a weird one. Like, you know, me and Tom have a little piss thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, we just, it's not anything weird, but we just bump into each other when we're at their urinals.
I mean, me and Tom used to do sword fighting.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
when at the pub we used to drink at, there used to only be one cubicle for men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no urinals. Mm-hmm. So we would just go in there together and just do the lightsaber dueling with the piss.
Oh, really? See, I'm not gonna lie. I thought sword fighting was when the penises actually like
no, like lightsaber dueling.
No,
like,
no with penis. The piss.
Yeah. Right.
I thought you meant you and Tom.
So like your penis
together.
Is like the hilt of a lightsaber.
Yeah.
And
nice.
You're both like Luke Skywalker with the green.
Nice.
And you're like
and you're fighting. Nice. Right. Okay.
Yeah. But that's only when we're very drunk. And that hasn't happened in quite a long time now. I do miss those times, Tom. If you listen to this, should you go back?
Yeah. Me and Tom would bump into each other to make you go, oh.
Well, it's just this kind of boring, you know, 5-minute ritual you have to do every fucking couple hours when you're out drinking. So you might as well add some joy to it.
But also,
girls literally go to the bathroom together and make an entire fucking experience.
You guys must have some shit going on there.
Like, sorry, you can't be like, oh, boys are doing weird piss
things. I'm basketball
things.
Hooping.
I'm open. I was about to say that, like, I guess it's different because, you know, when we pee, it's like in a cubicle. It's a very solitary thing. However, when girls are drunk, you absolutely, when you're having a conversation, you go in the cubicle and you carry on the conversation whilst you're pissing. I don't know why that is a thing that happens.
Why is that a thing? It's so weird.
I don't know. I don't really.
Because also, what happens if you start shitting?
I guess that just doesn't happen. You know that you're not going to suddenly start shitting.
But like, sometimes you're drunk enough, like, you're sat in the toilet and you're just like, well, I'm just going to have a shit as well.
That's never happened to me.
No?
I've never just been like, whoa, I'm shitting. Like, I like would know that that was about like taking place.
So you'd be like, don't continue this conversation. I'm going to go
for
shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't just be like, whoa.
So apparently the shit that's a step too far.
Yes.
Why?
I don't want to. Why would you shit in front of each other?
But like you're pissing in front of each other, like
well,
sat down.
The next level up.
But there's an odor and stuff in that.
Stinky and gross.
Yeah, but
I mean, doesn't sound good, does it?
Mechanically, though, like, you know, there's no reason. You're not doing anything different.
Okay, the smell. Surely that's enough reason.
That's
not to
enough
be...
reason.
Okay, that's an argument.
Yeah.
But I mean, the toilet is filled with bad smells anyway. Most of these fucking old, like, club and pub toilets are fucking horrible.
The idea that going in there, like, your friend takes a shit and just, like, nonchalantly just continue your conversation. Like, it's so weird.
I think it's kind of based, honestly.
I would say.
We need to move past
we
poo.
Need to
being,
carry on.
We're no longer 12. Mm-hmm. Like poo is not scary.
It's right. I'm scared of it. I don't really tend to the pee with each other thing. I don't really do that anymore. I feel like.
Why did you have a bad experience?
I started shitting. I think you reach an age maybe, and you just sort of stop doing that. Definitely in my 20s, I would prolifically piss pee with friends.
It's not like, you know, your mum.
I meant drunk piss with
friends. And your grandma.
It's not just normal pee.
Your mum and your grandma aren't like, you know, just out for a lovely pub lunch. You're like, I'm going to the toilet. Do you want to
come with me? Do you want to come, ladies?
Mum, why don't you and grandma go in the toilet? As well.
It's very much just drunk behavior. I don't think I've ever done that sober. I can understand how you might want to make it a bit more fun. I did want to say with the lightsaber, are you two not just pissing everywhere when you do that?
All these questions and all these concerns. Yeah. Don't worry about these questions.
You are, aren't you? You filthy
boys. If I could remember, and I was so drunk, if I could remember where it was going.
Oh, it's up the walls and stuff.
No. We're being very controlled.
Bullshit. Oh, yeah, it's just going straight in the bowl as you're doing your late lightsaber.
Look, it takes a skilled pisser to participate in a duel, Lydia. Is there no chumps?
It's an honoured tradition.
It's a very honoured tradition, yes.
I can't say that I have any piss stories myself.
Talking about this has reminded me of one of our house parties where we found our friend's mum's like hair removal cream.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
And we put it on his eyebrows when he went to sleep.
Oh my God.
And like, I felt like that for me, I was like, that's the worst I've ever felt, but I still think the thing is funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like that was a fucked up thing to do.
Yeah.
And like, it didn't like fully remove his eyebrows.
It just a little bit patched. I mean, it wouldn't take off.
No, like it patchily like removed bits of it.
The like light bits, yeah.
And like, I felt like that was fucked up, pretty bad, but it was funny and recoverable. Yeah. And like, we were like 15, so like, he would just, the only people he was going to school to see us, who all knew what happened. Like,
boys are so fucking weird, I swear to God. Like, the experiences.
Wait, sorry, are you saying girls wouldn't do that?
Well, I mean, I can only go off my own, like, life experiences and what I have had happen, but from the guys that I've spoken to and the stuff they tell me, the stories, mm-hmm. you guys and what you got up to as teenagers and stuff, mm-hmm. it's fucking night and day.
I've got
never ever did any weird
I've
shit
got
like
a weird
that,
one I
want ever.
To know if Harry has ever done this.
So, I think it's an interesting point though. So I now have a teenage sister,
yeah.
and it's so interesting chatting to her, because you are right, it is very night and day, but I feel like I would rather live the boys' business any day, because there's fucked up weird shit happening all the time for sure, but the girls' drama, like the girls' problems during that period, it feels like they're so extreme.
Okay,
like the cattiness of infighting is like,
that's
I'm like, I couldn't survive in
the
that
bitchiness,
I can survive in the
gossip.
Like, you know, I might get my eyebrow shaved off while I'm at a sleepover.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Versus like my entire friendship group like destroys itself in 2 seconds. Like,
that's,
which
that's
one would
fair.
I rather? Like,
yeah, that, yeah.
boys that are homies forever and are probably gonna like piss in my mouth, or like, or like, I don't know if these people are gonna be friends with me in a year. Like,
yeah,
I would take the. I'll piss in mouth.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's definitely downsides to both.
There
of
are
those.
Downsides to both. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, have you ever done a pissy walk?
A pissy walk?
A pissy walk.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. It was like 4 a.m. I was really drunk. I've spoken to other guys who have done this. It was like dark nose, but I was walking home. I really need to pee. I just like, I need to do a pissy walk. So just whipped it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I have. I have. This is true. This is very based.
I walked backwards.
Every man listening to this podcast who's ever drunk alcohol would have done a pissy walk at some point.
Why didn't you just stop?
I walked backwards so it didn't fucking go, because I wanted to get home.
I've not tried the backward tech.
Could you not just stop?
I was like, I started doing it forward and I'm like, this is going to go fucking everywhere. So I did backwards tech. I'm walking backwards.
Backwards tech is the moonwalk. The
moonwalk.
That man is powered by piss. He's jet propulsion by piss.
I was just, I could have just stopped, but I was just like, I don't want to keep moving just in case anyone comes out.
Yeah, yeah, you
like,
got to keep it on the slide.
So I did a little like piss moonwalk.
But why can't you just stop?
I could have just stopped.
Because then it's like fucking 5 minutes of, you could be walking home.
5 minutes? How long are you pissing for?
Depends how much fucking booze has been drunk.
Yeah, I was like very drunk. It was like 4 in the morning.
I haven't done that since
home.
I was a kid. But
I was like 19 or something. Yeah, like that, when I did this.
Men are gross. You're pissing all over the street that I'm walking down, and my piss is your piss is on
my licking the street.
Soles of my shoes.
Yes,
are covered
your shoes.
In your pissy pissies.
Yeah.
You're vile and disgusting, and may God have mercy on your soul.
The amount of fucking like trees or alleyways I've pissed in is crazy.
What's your favorite place to piss, Rouse? Like, that's not a toilet.
That's not a toilet.
I like a nice like forest tree piss.
A tree is great, but the trouble is the bark splash. It's
the
randomized
bark
splashing.
Is random
it's like hard
of the
mode.
Texture.
Okay.
It is hard mode pissing.
Yeah.
I think pissing just into like a big like bush is pretty good.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay. I like
because you get like fun noises and shit.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of playing like marbles.
Yeah, it's like marbles exactly.
Yeah.
Alleyway, I don't like it. So I'm like, I'm gonna get stabbed.
Alleyway is sketch. Also, you're like, it stinks. Like, it's scary.
Anyone could come down.
Also, you see people walking by, and you're like,
don't take my dick.
My dick's out.
Give me your dick.
You take my dick. You take my piss dick. No, I think like a nature piss is like
nature
very,
piss is
very
a nice
it's
piss.
Crazy. It's a crazy piss.
It goes nuts.
It's funny because a nature piss, for my experience, is the worst fucking piss you can do. When you are out on a walk, I always get so jealous of guys being able to just fucking whip it out
pissy
and do
walk.
It wherever. I mean, not just down the pavement.
Pissy walking.
But if you're like on a countryside walk or whatever, and you're suddenly like, oh my God, I need to pee so badly, and there is not a night toilet to be seen for miles to go, if you want to pee, say you're wearing jeans, okay, not only do I have to find somewhere, I've got to pull everything down so my whole fucking uterus is out for the world to see. And then balance somehow without falling over and fucking, you know, getting a tree inside you, and pee, but make sure it doesn't run down your legs, or whilst being terrified that a stranger is going to walk past you, you've got fucking fanny out for the world
Have
to
you
see.
Ever tried a shiwi?
Never.
I know.
Maybe a game changer.
I don't know anybody who has, but maybe you have to try it.
It's whether one of those weird things everyone knows about, but no one's ever seemed to have tried.
And that makes you worried that they're not very good.
I wonder if there's if they can like leak and run down your legs.
Like splash it back or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it when you
mechanically it sounds mechanically like a fucking amazing.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah. Like if you're wearing a skirt or a dress in public, in the woods, wherever the fuck you're doing this nature pee, it is easier. But the one of the main problems is even if you can get the squat right, if you're not given enough gusto, that pee is just going down your legs.
Yep.
It is just running down your legs, pooling in your socks and in your shoes.
Oh my
God. If you don't do it with force.
That's depressing.
Yeah. That nature wees fucking suck as a woman.
Lydia just like struggling to piss next to this bush. Me and Ralph just like writing on it.
Yeah. Fucking. I have done a few piss drawings in my time.
And the whole time you're terrified a random person's going to walk past.
I mean, I'm a little bit scared of that as well, but it's so small that, you know.
Well, they're not going to be able to fucking see
it. Is that man trying to fight a small maggot in his trousers?
May I help you there, sir? You look
like
you're in
trouble.
What's
that worm doing? Get that worm out of your crotch. It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I don't know if we can help this person. It sounds like they just...
I forgot about this question, to be honest.
Don't
just
be in that club anymore. It sounds fucked.
What I don't get, going back to this whole... one thing that I hate the thought of is... They do say about these horrible, humiliating, appalling initiations, right? I cannot fathom that culture. I think it is awful. Awful.
Like, I would just rather not be in the club.
Oh my God.
Yeah, me too. Not my cup of tea.
The stuff they have to do to be allowed in, and even
hazings are always
humiliating.
Fucking shit and weird.
It's like super. I just find it so like old school. It's so old fashioned. It's so dated. It's such like a masochistic macho. We have to fucking break your bones to make your work, boy.
People literally die.
Yeah, doing that.
It's also so fucked as well. Like David Cameron sticking his dick in a pig's mouth. Like, what the
That's
fuck
crazy.
Is that
is like some fucked up shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad Dragon. Anyway, they're our sponsor this week.
No, they're not really.
I only had one that was like when I used to go to scouts as a kid.
I just thought you were going to be like, I had to put my dick in a squirrel.
No.
I was in like a... I've only done it once.
I was had to put in that squirrelacy.
I was in like scouts as a kid and they just like got these like big, like, that, you know, like big mattress type things, like that you would like do acrobatic shit on.
Yeah.
Like, they got everyone to just ram that into you. I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is that?
They just like charged at me with both holding big, massive like mattress things that just hit me.
They
like,
just squished
cool,
you.
Cool, I guess that was a thing, right? Like, what the fuck? What?
How old were you when that happened?
I must have been like 9.
What the
I know, I was so like strange. I was like, what the fuck is this?
That's
shit
weird.
So weird.
Yeah
like I guess this one, the question, it isn't like they don't have to do humiliating or dangerous stuff. They just have a weird piss thing. I can imagine you fucking guys doing a weird piss thing. You literally do a weird piss thing. But if you had a little like club,
very judgmental, Lydia.
Well, I call them like I see
boys,
them.
Just boys being boys.
Just boys being boys.
Just
you know,
boys boysing out.
Boys will be boys. But I think if you had a club, you'd probably have some weird piss thing that you did.
But we are basically a club, and we don't really do many.
We don't
weird
do any
fucking...
weird pissy things.
No,
you've done some lightsabers, and me and Tom like to surprise bump into each other.
That's it.
We're not like looking at each other's decks and be like, piss on me.
Yeah. Well, piss in my mouth and I'll spit it back. We'll make a fountain. Let me be a fountain. Fountain me.
Oh my God. That's a whole other subcategory.
I
think there's something about, you know, it's university people. It's away from home. It's in a city that you don't, you know, you may like, but it's not yours. You don't respect it. Like, now I love Bristol and I feel like I could never treat Bristol like I love my hometown. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And so I feel like there's that respect and love for an area.
Exactly.
That, like, I'm like, why would I piss in the street in Bristol?
I wouldn't do a pissy walk in Bristol.
No.
I would not.
Was it in Scotland you did
I
that?
I did it in Scotland.
Well,
a Scottish
that's all right
pissy
then.
Walk.
Why didn't you say that?
Probably
Jesus Christ, Brad. It helps to clarify.
I also think that there's the word toff in there that's maybe doing...
Yeah. That's why I'm like,
maybe some prejudice for me, but I think it's doing a lot of...
It's, I guess, the Tory boat wankers is what they're described as.
Yeah.
So immediately it's like, are these guys a bunch of dickheads? I do. They say that have they become desensitized? Is this really weird? It is quite weird. Yeah.
It's
everyone
quite weird, but I would say it's
tied together.
It's not that abnormal for university, is it?
No, not for like 18, 19 year olds at university who are part of a club. It is still weird though. Everyone like tied together pissing in a fridge is strange. Yeah. And they should don't do that anymore.
No.
Please.
And I'm glad that you've identified it's weird and I'm not participating.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told us.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your little pissy story. Hello, love the podcast. Here is my issue. I'm now 24 and last week I got into a spot of bother. I was walking off the main street of my local town last Saturday and diverted down an alley to get through some bars. I was stopped by two gentlemen who were built like streaks of piss requesting that I give over my wallet and phone. They could not have been taller than 5'7", so I very politely told them to fuck off. I'm 6'1" and a smudge over 17 stone, so I thought I was a bit of a tad.
17 stone is 6'1". Wow, my God, big boy.
I am 6'1" and a smudge over 17 stone, so I thought I was a tad of an odd target. So that the wording of that fucking ruined me. The shorter one reached back for something that he had tucked into the back of his trousers, presumably a knife, so I hit him. I have a new appreciation for weight classes in boxing, as I connected with this man so harshly that the loose change flew out of his pockets and he fell to the floor unconscious. Other lad sort of just stood there dancing in and out before deciding balls to it and ran off. I reported it to a police officer who was nearby one of the bars who swiftly left to investigate. I was rather bothered by this whole situation as I'm not a violent person and also split my knuckle on my right hand. I've been feeling guilty about this all week and just needed an event, so thank you for listening as I don't want my mum to catch wind of it due to the fact that she's easily stressed, so haven't mentioned it to anyone. Oh. Would you feel bad? Love the content, guys. Keep it up. Thank you.
Oh my God. Also, what a coincidence that we went from pissing in an alley question to in an alley danger with people alley. Shaped danger alley. Like piss or whatever. Yeah. It's built like piss.
Yeah, very well linked.
Mm-hmm. Great segue that we meant to do.
Mm-hmm. Very planned. Yeah, on this planned. Highly very, produced podcast.
Very planned.
Wow.
What a story.
What a hero, I would say.
Wow.
You know, violence is never the option, but to protect yourself.
Yeah, if that man was reaching for a knife, you could have been stabbed.
I understand why they feel guilt. They feel guilt because they're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I think you have to make the calculation right. How in danger are you? Because losing your possessions and getting harmed, it's always worth just losing your possessions. Mm. Don't put yourself in. You know, you could potentially get stabbed in an artery and just fucking bleed out. And
yeah, exactly.
It's not worth losing. Not worth trying to save your iPhone or your wallet.
Exactly. Those things are replaceable.
Like your life in some ways, it's silly decision making. Sounds like it worked out. I don't feel like we could ever recommend go and fucking punch every fucking weird scumbag of a knife.
I always, and I'm not, this is no disrespect to the person who posted in, because I absolutely understand. Well, I don't understand because I haven't been through what you've been through specifically, but you know, I understand why you did what you did. But I always say to the men in my lives, please don't ever try and be a hero ever. Yeah. Like, you know, if you are ever, ever mugged or attacked and they want your phone or your wallet or whatever, just give it to them. Yeah, like it's just stuff that can be replaced, but you have no idea what they, if they have a knife, mm-hmm. if they have some kind of weapon, if they are completely unstable mm-hmm. and fucking just kill you. Like, you do
they
read
might not
stories.
Even be alone. It could be like a fucking
It could be a bunch of them. Like, mm-hmm. you read stories about people standing up to themselves and then getting stabbed, like you said, and an artery getting hit and dying. Like, a phone is replaceable.
It's not worth
But your life isn't. I always say, like, you know, to my partner, like, never, ever, 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 ever just like try and stand up. Just give them it. And I don't care how like pussy
or run away.
Whatever.
Like, running away, I think, is a fair option. Like, running away before giving it to them. If you're truly trapped, then yes, give it over to them.
Yeah.
But like, if it's just confrontation in the street, run.
Yeah.
But what if they're faster than you, though? And I mean, they've got a knife.
Sure, but you know, it depends what time of night it is.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's like, you know, I imagine it's like 9 or 10 or something.
This is an alley. If you can get to a main street where people are at.
Yeah, then like, they're not going to follow you.
Yeah.
I also think it's super dangerous, you know, like, it sounds like he fucking thumped that guy.
Oh my God.
And if you thump that guy and he lands badly.
Oh my God, he could die.
He can just straight up die. You know, it sounds stupid, mm-hmm. but falling on your head, you can just fucking die.
It's
and
not
a high impact hit.
You have to be really fucking
this guy
careful.
Sounds scrawny that he punched, like, it sounds like you could fucking kill him with that punch,
and then you're going to prison for manslaughter
because you've killed
someone. Like, I've read so many stories about people on nights out getting into a fight and going down for manslaughter because they punched someone and the person landed
so
hit their
head. So you have to be so careful.
I think there's also, this is why this whole thing always worries me, not this, but the whole concept of this, is because I've been with partners before who have been like this, where there's almost this sense of like alpha pride. Mm-hmm. Like my brother is quite like this. Like he has lots of pride.
Yeah,
it's not even about the wallet. It's not about the phone. It's like the pride of like...
They didn't get one on it from me.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm not just going to let this guy... Myself. I'm an alpha guy. Like I'm not going to... And I hate that. Yeah. I hate that so much. Like I hate that a lot of guys will feel like that. Yeah. Like it's like some detriment to them as a person. When it's not right? at
no.
all.
No, not at all.
No, my view is I don't want to fucking die.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I don't want to die.
Whatever path I could choose that provides, I live the longest, like, mm-hmm. and don't get stabbed or fucking bonked in the head and die. Sign me up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I want to avoid as much violence. I don't want to be punched, stabbed. I don't want to break anything. Don't hit me. I don't want it. Any conflict I can avoid in that way.
Like, 100%.
Which, yeah.
So that also being said, I can imagine being in that situation where you're feeling threatened, but you feel like you can confidently handle it.
Yeah.
It's hard to... I don't think we could ever say you did the right thing, but I don't think he should feel guilty about it.
No.
There's a line
in there.
You
yourself. Yeah. That guy was pulling a knife out and you in an instant...
Well, you don't know. He could have.
Yeah. You split instant decision, like you were in a horrible situation. Yeah. Like this person hasn't done the wrong thing.
But also it's a really traumatic situation.
God, you suddenly terrifying.
Feel unsafe when you're walking everywhere. Yeah. You're suddenly worried that you're going to have the repercussions for it.
Do they have mates?
I really feel bad for them. Like it's a shitty situation.
Yeah.
But he definitely shouldn't feel bad. This person shouldn't feel bad for what he did at all. You were defending yourself.
Yeah.
Like you didn't do a bad thing.
Yeah, if you just fucking wobble at some guy in the middle of a pub, then...
Yeah, then that's fucking awful.
You're a fucking cunt.
To defend yourself or defend someone who's in
I mean, the fact
danger.
That the policeman didn't instantly arrest you is, like, proof that you were... Like, you did not do something wrong.
Yeah, and you went and you told the policeman, like, I just punched this guy, he was trying to mug me.
Which also is a great thing to do, because if that guy was injured, severely from your punch... Yeah. Someone who can go and help
but
him
it
is
also,
going to go.
Yeah,
find
it also
him.
Shows that you're like showing like kind of remorse for it. You're like, I just did this. Can you help this person or catch them so they don't hurt anyone else and stuff like that?
I
also think those experiences are actually really rare. Like, you read about them and you hear about them all the time because they do happen.
Mm. Yeah.
But statistically, you're probably unlikely to ever encounter that again in your life.
No.
Like,
no.
Unless you live in a very, 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 very violent area.
Yeah.
Or in wherever you're from.
Depending
that's probably your one and done.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Depending on where you live.
You guys ever had a weird, dangerous experience like that?
I got jumped once when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
They
happened?
They just like put me in a headlock and punched my face loads.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Got out and ran away.
Yeah.
That was pretty horrible. Like that made me like
just random,
scared.
Random people.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, what the fuck?
Just for fun.
Yeah, yeah.
That's horrible.
It's fucking horrible.
How old were you?
Yeah.
Like. Actually, I was like 18, 19.
Aww, that makes me so sad. That's horrible.
It sucks. Like, for ages, I felt super scared walking around.
Mm-hmm.
You would do. It's like traumatic.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But I'm really glad that, like, I didn't...
Yeah.
Like, I was just like... They weren't, like, after my phone or anything. They just wanted to beat someone up.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Which is sketchy and
it's scary.
Scary as fuck. But it makes me way more conscious. Like, after that experience, you're just, like, way more aware of what's going on. Like, not scared, just way more aware.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's not fun. Being in fights is not fun.
I've seen some people get jumped, and, like, one of them was, like, the police showed up so fast.
Yeah.
It was, like, almost felt like this was, like, a scene out of a fucking thing. It was, like, it happened, and then, like, snap, a police car came around the corner. It was, like...
That's really
It almost
good.
Felt like it was set up.
What?
You know what I mean? It felt so
did they,
weird.
Like, it may have been a sting.
It's a sting operation!
They may have.
Maybe,
if they've, like,
maybe
seen
it was
a big group
a
of lads that they think are going to beat somebody up, they may
that
have,
may,
like,
that may
undercover
it.
Put someone in there to egg them over the edge and just get them done.
Yeah, could have been something like that. But it was fucking
bad. Living... It's weird. I will say, I got jumped not in Bristol, in, like, my town.
Mm-hmm.
I feel way safer in Bristol.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I feel
like,
super street safe.
Street lights are everywhere. Yeah. You know, police are slow, but there's police everywhere. There's bouncers everywhere.
Yeah.
It's actually, I find it way less intimidating being in a city. Well, it feels like the threat level is raised in some way.
Yeah,
there's
more crime.
You know, there's
but
more
people.
Crime, but there's actually more people. Yeah. In some ways, I feel like it's a lot safer.
Exactly.
So I feel like, you know, just also thinking about which ways you walk home and stuff like that.
Exactly.
It's a place that I think a lot of girls probably think about more.
Constantly.
Of
where
you walk. How are you walking? Whatever.
If it's dark outside,
are
you
get a fucking Uber. Get a fucking
I
Uber.
I always just get an Uber. Yeah. I don't go for like outside walking if it's dark. Like,
but in some ways, that also
don't go in parks.
It's also really sad because it limits your scope of life, right? You know,
yeah.
You're financially burdened with it, and also you feel less, like you can access the rest of the world. Which
for
sucks.
Sure, it sucks. Like you can't just like say after a few drinks, walk home. Like yeah, never in a million fucking years. Like I was, if I want to, I like going for walks most days, but now because it's winter, it gets dark at 4.
Yeah.
So I always have to go, I have to see when the sun is going to set and then work out the latest I can go for a walk because I don't like going for walks out at night.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah,
like
you're
just always conscious about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It fucking sucks, but it's better to be aware and careful than, you know, any other situation.
I have such a weird story. Like, I was at a house party once and like I had just walked into the hallway so I could see the door and a lad came in with a knife and he was like, nobody
fucking
move.
God.
Like I'm looking for this boy. Is he in here?
What?
Like, and I was like frozen in the fucking hallway. I was like, all right. And
so you were right close to him?
Yeah, yeah. He's like walking by me. He's like going into the living room that I've just come out of. So I'm like, thank fuck I wasn't like sat in the living room. Nothing happened, but like, he walked in with a knife. He said, nobody fucking move. I'm looking for this boy. Like he had a big fucking kitchen knife out. I was like, what the
fucking God.
As soon as he went in the living room, I was like, bam.
See ya.
Did you know the guy?
I didn't know the guy, no. I barely knew the people at this party.
Oh my
so
God.
So I was just like, I knew one or two people at the party. And I was just like, fuck this shit. I ran out.
I would have left everything like, fuck that.
Thankfully, I had everything on me. I just fucking zoomed out the door, went down. I lived kind of nearby, so I sprinted to my place and I just sat and looked out the window and fucking police showed up so fast. They must have been like, tracking this guy.
Jesus Christ, that's terrifying.
I feel like it's gotten worse. Like, I do worry about like kids nowadays. I feel like more carrying knives. They're more, like, it's more.
Yeah, knife crime's horrible in the UK.
Like, it's really fucking horrible. Mm. Like, I feel like it was kind of sketchy when we were kids, but now it's like, my perception of it, no stats. Yeah. It feels like it's more extreme.
I guess because it's just such an easily accessible weapon, right? Everyone's got kitchen knives.
Mm-hmm. You can Amazon order them.
Like you could just go to the fucking Wilco's and buy a sharp knife. Like anyone can get hold of a knife.
I you know, they're cool and all, but I've never carried one ever.
I've like, never you know. Carried.
They're badass.
I've never carried a knife in my life.
I've got a Swiss Army knife at home, but that's like
you're not going to really be able to do that.
Like the odds if you're carrying a knife, you're going to get the knife used on you most likely.
Oh, is that? Exactly.
You end up being stabbed by your own knife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So don't.
Personal,
do it.
Just grab it off.
Exactly. Do not carry weapons.
No. Yeah. No. Oh my God. Shit. No.
Like I know people are like, yeah, I got this thing on my kit. Don't do it. Like it is not a good idea. You will end up having it used on you.
Exactly. Like, yeah. If someone fucking punches you and they see you've got that shit, they're like, okay, get them before they get me.
Yeah.
Also, technically, you've then escalated the situation.
Yeah. And also, pretty sure it's illegal.
Importantly, it's very illegal to carry a knife around with you.
They're short. You can carry very, very short blades with you, and it's not illegal. Mm-hmm. But yes, it is mostly illegal to carry weapons with you, which it should be.
Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't do that.
It's scary though. Like it is like a thing. Mm. A thing that exists that is not fun. So I think the person did in a really hard situation not the wrong thing.
I don't think
I can say they did the right thing.
No, but it's not wrong, it's not right, it's just is
but
what
I think
it is.
I don't think they should feel any guilt about it,
and thank God you're safe.
Importantly
that, you know, and I just hope that you
next
are
time
okay.
Just like run or something.
It's hard to say don't walk down alleys because, like, how do you limit your life like that?
Exactly.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
Or would you go the long way around?
Go the long way around. Exactly. It's always worth being safer.
Yep.
Don't pissy walk down
there.
Wow, from pissy walking to fucking serious.
To knife crime.
But would you try and mug someone who's pissy walking?
No.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's kind of unhinged. Actually.
Yeah.
What if you just stop pissing on them?
Exactly.
They would run.
Well, some people.
We're not saying that's what you should do.
Zero degrees technique. Just piss.
Just piss. Yeah.
Just piss. Right
just
now.
Piss on them.
Just do it.
You could just do some weird shit to freak them out as well. Just start getting crazy with it.
Goobity gabra.
Start getting crazy.
He's Italian. Yeah. Run. Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Thank you as always to our wonderful patrons. I think both of those were Patreon questions. I forgot to mark them down on the sheet quickly.
Yeah.
But we're getting lots of lovely. Lovely questions from our patrons, so keep them coming. And if you have questions as well, keep sending them in.
Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot more recently. Thank you.
We love lovely little stories and fun ones. So
From pissy to heavy.
Yeah,
I know. But felt linked. It felt like there was a theme.
In a strange way. Tenuously.
Yeah.
Piss.
No, it was a good one. I hope you enjoyed it.
And we will see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.